church, this is just normal. But imagine going, I want you to imagine going to a church the first time and realizing how powerful tradition is. That you know how to stand up and when to sit down. You just know it by instinct. And I remember this was really apparent to me the first time I ever went to a Catholic church. Now, I grew up sort of going to church, but then in high school, I really went to church, right? I became a Christian going into high school, and I started going to church all the time. And I grew up Southern Baptist. And then one day, when I was in New Jersey, I went to a Catholic church in New Jersey. Now, the thing about it is I remember sitting down. I just wanted to see, I was in seminary, and I thought, gosh, I should get a broad perspective of God's church, right? And I remember going to the church. It was right on the main street. And I remember we sat down, and I looked, and the first thing I noticed was how nice this church was, because they had these nice footrests that just fold out. And I thought, oh, man, I can lean back. And so I leaned it back, right? I just pulled it on back and kind of kicked back and put my foot up. And, man, the looks I got were awful. Right? Now, for those of you who are Baptist or Presbyterian, you're like, why were they looking at you, Lee? But those of you who are Catholic, no. Those aren't for your feet. They're for your knees. You're supposed to kneel on them. That just looked awesome to me. I was like, I'm just taken back. Right? And then through the service, now, we're going to, later in the service, and if this is your first or second time, I promise you won't have to use anyone. Right? But we're going to pass a plate, right? Because I trust you guys. I trust you're not going to take money out of the plate. Right? But this church, I'm not sure if all Catholic churches do this, but they did not trust me to hold the plate. You know what? They had a basket, like a metal basket on a stick, and they shook, they were putting it in. Because, like, heaven forbid I make change like I do here. Like, I want to give the Lord his dollar, and if all I have is the five, well, I need four ones back. Is that really such a big deal? But no. Trust me to do that and make change in the Catholic Church. I'm not making fun of Catholics, I promise. I just want to highlight how different things are. And I've been in church, all my life, and to go to another church, it felt so weird. And so church is just funny because we have all these traditions and we do things because we just know how to do them. It's one of my favorite jokes. As a Baptist, Southern Baptist I grew up in, we had a joke. We said, how many Baptists does it take to change a light bulb? Five. One to change the bulb and four to talk about how good the old one was. Right? Now, there's another joke about changing lights in the Presbyterian church. How many Presbyterians does it take to change a church, to change a light bulb? What do you mean change? Right? Like, a little slower. Baptists will change, but they'll talk about how good the old one was. Presbyterians not all. But tradition is one of those things that is a good thing. Traditions are great. I mean, all of us love traditions. We have traditions around the holidays. I mean, traditions are in fact something good, and they can serve a really great purpose. But here this morning, we're going to talk about traditions, particularly traditions that become rules. And what does Jesus have to say about rules? And so here in this passage in chapter 15, Jesus is going to be connecting with people called the Pharisees and the scribes. Now, the Pharisees, most of us have heard that word. It's a very popular word in modern America, and it really means people who are sort of conservative and traditional. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But Pharisees are actually not, they were more like a political party. They were something like the Republicans or a Democrat, right? They were a political party that had an aim about how Israel should be the people of God. Right? There was no official, they didn't have any official power, but they were very influential and they were sort of like the political party, right? The scribes were people who were, we might call them lawyers. They were like religious lawyers, right? And they do what lawyers do, right? They think about language and how to, and rules and everything. So these people come from Jerusalem, and remember, Jesus is preaching, but they come to Jesus so that they can kind of vet him, so they can kind of see, he's been talking about the kingdom of God. Is he Orthodox? Is he saying true things? We've got to figure this guy out. And so immediately they get there and they become very, concerned that his disciples don't wash their hands when they eat. And so then they began to have a discussion. And so they asked Jesus, well, they said, Rabbi, teacher, why do your disciples break the traditions? Why do they transgress the traditions? Because they don't wash their hands when they eat. And so Jesus begins, and we're going to talk about this, but Jesus is one sense talking about tradition, because the law, the Old Testament law, does not have rules about washing hands. I mean, it does, but only for priests. And it only has to do with when they're punishes them, and Jesus counteracts them with the law. Now, the reason I tell you this is because it's really important for us to understand what's happening here. There is tradition on one hand and the law on the other, and the law, the Old Testament law, what we call the Torah. Right? And so what's happening in this particular story is that we're seeing the connection between how tradition works versus what God wants from us. Now, here's where we need to kind of see what's happening. Jesus, all the language, and this really comes across in the Greek text, that's what Jesus is talking about. He says we use rules as a way to sort of to defend ourselves and protect ourselves from God. Now let's talk about a modern example. Now I know you're, many of you are not going to believe this, but when I was in my 20s, I went to college. The little town in Arkansas called Arkadelphia, it's the city of cousinly love. Right? That's what it is. Right? And so in Arkadelphia was the county seat of a dry county. There were two colleges in town, and it was a dry county. Right? Dry county. And not only that, but it was a Southern Baptist school. And it was, again, the rules to dance. Now, you might, and I sound like I'm Kevin Bacon in Footloose, right? And I'm fighting the system. If you haven't seen Footloose, by the way, you need to see that. Not the new one, the old, the good one, the one from the back. Right? And so we couldn't dance. We were, like, literally against the rules to dance. Right? And so, but think about that. And most of us, and this was like 1990-something, right? This is not like 1955. This is like 1995. Right? It's still against the rules to dance. And if you get to think about that, but think about the rules, like what was happening. In the old days of the United States, particularly during Prohibition, the places where alcohol was consumed were at local gathering places where people danced, right? And people got together and truthfully, seedy things happened in those dance halls. They were rough places, not only rough morally, but rough physically. They were rough places. And so early Baptists and Methodists and other people said, you know, it's probably not best to go to those places because we will be involved in things that are really not Christian. We need to be holy. God's called us to be holy people. We can't be doing all the things that really do happen at dance halls. So what happens is that eventually, well, what's the core problem here? Well, the problem is dancing, isn't it? You know, because dancing could lead to all kinds of bad stuff. And so eventually, all dancing is outlawed. Right, you see how tradition happens, and so what do? We find dancing. Even when the Bible talks about David dancing, and you think, well, how did Baptists deal with that? We just skip over it. Right, the Old Testament's full of dancing, but we couldn't do it. Right, you can't move your hips more than 6 inches one way or the other. That's a rule, like it's in the bylaws. You see, dancing keeps us from being able to celebrate sometimes the way God calls us to celebrate. You see, we're using our rules, our tradition, to actually break the law of God. Now, when I tell a story like this, I have friends, my leftward liberal-leaning friends go, well, Lee, you're right, but I'm not a Pharisee, I'm a liberal. Let me dispose of this fact right now, like this disillusion, right? Liberals can be Pharisees just like conservatives. Let me tell you about another liberal sort of Pharisee, conservative, or Pharisee of liberal stuff that's built into our system. We live in a culture where there's very good intentions. Jesus says, do not judge lest you be judged, right? And this has become, in a modern America, this is primarily the most powerful scripture in the Bible, right? This is the sort of litmus test of all good Christianity. It cannot judge, meaning it needs to be inclusive of everyone, right? And that's a good thing. Jesus actually does say that word. But what happens is we begin to make that rule the most important thing. Eventually, and then it's moved down to where even now, this is in 2018, there was a recent survey done in which over 50% of millennial Christians, this means Christians who go to church, they're millennials, 50% believe it is morally wrong to try to convert someone else to Christianity. Even though Jesus commands us to do it. So Jesus doesn't say, hey, it's a good idea to try to convert people to Christianity. Jesus says, you have to go do it. You see how we let our traditions and our rules keep us from obeying God? And conservatives do it, and liberals do it, and moderates do it. We all do it. We're all guilty of this. See, we're all guilty of letting our traditions keep us from being obedient to God. So let's talk about this law here. Jesus then goes into this story, and he pushes it further. Right? He says that their traditions are then breaking the laws. But then he says, but not only that, but your rules are keeping you from so you can't